Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, November 11th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe on this Veterans Day, veteran Terry Blos and Travis Euchert of the War and Memory Project at A&M Commerce. Birthdays, General George Patton, appropriately born on this day in 1885. Here's Patton in a biographical film narrated by Ronald Reagan.
The trail of the Third Army and the 19th Tactical Air Command and the 8th Air Force is marked by more than 40,000 white crosses, 40,000 dead Americans.
Few realized how deeply he felt about his men.
Novelist Kurt Vonnegut, born on this day in 1922. Leonardo DiCaprio is 39 today. On this day in history, in 1620, the Mayflower Compact was signed by the 41 men on the Mayflower when they landed near what is now Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Before disembarking, the Pilgrims would sign the Mayflower Compact. The short little agreement is often referred to as the very foundation of the Constitution of the United States and a cornerstone of American government.
Of course, in 1918, World War I came to an end when the Allies and Germany signed an armistice. The day became known as Armistice Day, later Veterans Day, in the U.S. On November 11th, 1938, Kate Smith first sang God Bless America on network radio.
I feel it's one of the most beautiful compositions that was ever written. A song that will never die. The author, Mr. Irving Berlin, the title, God Bless America. God bless America.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1974. He performed a version of it live at Madison Square Garden with Elton John Thanksgiving night of that year. John Lennon and Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
It's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
One, two, three, four.
On the KETR events calendar, Tuesday night, Ice Cream Kings, Ben and Jerry speak at A&M Commerce. The topic of their talk, Flavors for a Purpose. Ben and Jerry speak Tuesday night at 7:30 in the Ferguson Auditorium in the Social Science Building at A&M Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Travis Euchert of the War and Memory Project at A&M Commerce, and also Terry Blos, a Marine Corps veteran who served in the Vietnam War. And today, of course, is Veterans Day, which is why we're talking to Travis and Terry. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Travis, a brief explanation of the War and Memory Project, first of all.
Well, the War and Memory Project has been, in service since this previous spring semester, so January. We basically go around and interview veterans and receive their stories because we want others to understand the importance of each and every individual experience.
Terry, you joined the Marines in 1968?
Yes, I did.
And of course, were sent to Vietnam. Had you been drafted?
No, I enlisted when I was 17. June 10th, 68, I graduated from high school. June 14th, I turned 18. And June 17th, I was in that wonderful paradise called Parris Island, South Carolina.
What made you think in 1968, with Vietnam raging, that joining the Marines is what you wanted to do?
Well, when you're young, you get some real notions in your head that you act on. So I was determined to be a Marine. I had read about them and really learned to love them kind of from afar. And I think my goal at age 17 was to become a United States Marine.
So. The few, the proud.
Yes, thank you.
Right. And you were stationed at Da Nang and Chu Lai, some pretty well-known names from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw quite a lot of action there.
Yeah. I was actually at avionics on F-4B Phantoms. Da Nang was known as Rocket City, so that might give you an idea about what it was like there. But I did not see the ground action that a lot of my fellow Marines did, but we definitely saw our share of rockets and mortars right. and things of that nature.
So, as an aircraft technician, they were shooting at you
yes.
a lot. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
they were quite anxious to get rid of those planes, so we got in the way.
Right. What stands out? The things that come most quickly to your memory when you think about that time.
I think, without getting very specific, the one thing that stuck in my young mind then was that I actually, at age 18, when I was a month and a half into my 20th year, I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps and a Vietnam veteran, or on the way to finishing my tour. So I think the one thing that really has stuck in my mind from Vietnam were the lessons I learned. And also at age 19 and 18, I came face to face with how finite and mortal I really was, mm-hmm. which is kind of unusual for a young man that age. We kind of think we're going to live forever. But it was a real face to face meeting with reality.
When we look at 18 and 19 year olds now, and it's no secret, they can be a little bit immature, but
yes.
but it's amazing what 18 and 19 and 20 year olds can do under the right circumstances.
Yes, I look back, and my wife will verify this, I'm not just making it up on the spot, but I look back and I wonder, how did we do that at age 18, 19 and 20, which was, you know, the average age of those in Vietnam. So
yeah. Now, you were involved for a while with an organization called the Point Man Ministry.
Yes.
That helps guys with post-traumatic stress
yes.
disorder.
Yes. And actually, my friend John began, they called it an outpost, and it's a Christ-based ministry, biblically based, and of course, which is my belief. But my friend John Cruz started that outpost in Plano, and I was actually invited to become a part of it.
You know, I remember the days after Vietnam and how the military was looked upon at that time, and it seems to me we have had a 180-degree turnabout since that time, and I imagine that's something that you're very happy about.
Yeah, I think there's probably to see these fellas come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world, really, it's a sense of pride I have in them and their service, and I really am thankful that they're getting some of the recognition that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Travis, Terry's going to be speaking at an event
yes,
coming
sir.
Up soon. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the East Texas War Memory Project hosts a lecture series, and on November 20th, we're actually going to be sitting down with Mr. Blos and helping others to hear his story about his time in Vietnam, his experiences.
That's at 3 p.m. on November 20th in the Student Center here?
Yes, sir.
And tell me very quickly, you have a Facebook page.
Yes, the East Texas War Memory Project does have a Facebook page. We're working on a official webpage, but until that time, we have the Facebook page. We post pictures of each veteran that we interview, and with each of those pictures, we also leave a brief bio as to the veteran's story, their experience. And so that way other people can learn more about it.
Just do a search for War and Memory.
The East Texas War and Memory Project.
I see. And well, Travis Euchert and Terry Blos, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
And happy Veterans Day to
thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.